Hello, everyone, and thank you guys so much for tuning into this late night live stream. So before I went live, I was sitting here really thinking about how I wanted to present all of this information to you guys today. It is Thursday, April 8th, and today Joe Biden came forward with some of his new gun reform laws and what he wants to do moving forward with America. And I sat back and I realized that we really don't have rights in this country anymore. That's the way it feels. No, you know what? That's not the way it feels. We don't have rights in this country anymore. They're being taken away every single day. I'm not sugarcoating anything tonight. I want to be... Okay. My big frustration right now is that in terms of censorship and in terms of conservatives having a voice on social media, I've really been delving into this topic and looking back at it and trying to understand my frustration with where we are as a country right now. And I just realized that basically every single conservative who is utilizing big tech and on big tech, myself included, is living on their knees. You kind of have to live on your knees, because if you're blunt, if you're honest on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, or if you are honest and truthful about what is truly going on in this country, you immediately get banned. And I was talking with my good friend about this because she and I go back and forth a lot with it. And I don't know where I want to move in terms of social media and how to move forward, because I don't want to live on my knees. I want to speak the truth. It's not in my nature to be, you know, a submissive person or a silent person. If I see something, I'm going to call it out and I'm going to talk about it. Now, in terms of censorship on social media, because again, our First Amendment right on social media is gone. A lot of people like to argue that your First Amendment rights, you getting kicked off of social media, is not an infringement on that right, except for that it is, because this is the entire public square. This is where everyone goes to get their news every single day, to hear from politicians, to see what's going on in the world. It's where people form opinions. It's where people go to figure out who to vote for. So this is the public square, and we're silencing people. So in terms of the argument that kicking people off of social media, that's not an infringement of our First Amendment, I think that that's an absolutely ridiculous argument. And every single person who holds that theory or that thought probably has a blue check mark and they're a big liberal on Twitter who has never, ever experienced censorship or been oppressed in that way, or had their First Amendment oppressed. So our First Amendment is completely gone. Joe Biden is coming out now with how he plans on repressing our Second Amendment. Our medical freedom is gone in this country because of this pandemic, where we were now told and forced to wear face masks. They're pushing the vaccine passport on us. And I was looking at this earlier today. Marriott hotels test replacing desk clerks with automatic kiosks. And also, Amazon is coming out with these Amazon Go stores where you basically scan an app and then you pick up anything in the store, you walk out, and it automatically charges you. Yeah, they're most likely 100% using facial recognition technology for these types of stores as well. So what do you think is going to happen when you get censored off of social media because you attended a Trump rally and you're now labeled a domestic terrorist? And then you try to go to your hotel at Marriott and then they facially recognize you and say, oh, sorry, you're actually on the FBI terror watch list because you went to the Capitol on January 6th, or we saw you at a Trump rally, or here's a picture of you in a MAGA hat on one of your social media accounts. Can't have that. Sorry, you're banned from public life, because that's where all of this ultimately leads to. First, they censor us online, then they censor us in real life, and then they make sure that on top of all of that, they take away our guns so we can never fight back, and that we are all submissive underneath the government. I'm sorry I'm black-pilled today, guys. I've just, again, really been delving into this issue of censorship because it is a very big issue. And the argument, on one hand, some conservatives say that you have to be tactful with what you say so that you can still have a platform online, you can still reach people, you can still change minds. I'm of the mind that we should all say what we need to say, and we shouldn't be walking on eggshells regarding what we want to speak about, because that's why we've gotten to where we've gotten today in society, because not enough conservatives have stood up for their freedom of speech on these big tech platforms, and not enough people have pushed back, which is why they're able to pick off people one by one, because not enough people stand up. And ultimately, and we see this all the time with YouTube, for example. Oh, you can't say this word. You can't say this phrase. You can't say this term. You can't criticize this person. So guess what? Everyone decided to walk on eggshells. And now, you know, we were over here. And then YouTube said, okay, we're going to move the goalpost over here. Now we said you couldn't say this term, but now you can't criticize, you know, this whole topic or even touch the term at all. And if you made a video in the past 5 years that you maybe forgot about that lives on your channel, and you said the term back then before these policies were ever instituted, we're still going to ban you anyway. So do you guys see how that works? How YouTube basically, or big tech as a whole, can't just completely nuke or murder conservatives? They're murder in the sense of just like completely destroy their social media accounts. They can't nuke them straight out. So they slowly poison us over time until we die ultimately. That is what is currently happening. And so my argument, and let me know what you guys think in the comments, is don't walk on eggshells, say what you need to say, because big tech is going to keep changing the rules about our language, and society is going to keep manipulating our language until we're no longer allowed to speak, until everyone's afraid to voice their opinion because they don't want to get kicked off. And ultimately, what are conservatives going to talk about? They're going to be repeating the same old boring talking points because they're all listening to the standards of what they're allowed to talk about and say. And I just think that's frankly pathetic, and I don't want to do it. And I get frustrated because one of the things that I am most passionate about talking about right now is the jab. Okay. Again, I'm living on my knees right now by even calling it that and not just straight out calling it the vaccine. So many stories are coming out about the adverse reactions and effects that people are having. And we're going to talk about it tonight. And if this stream gets taken down immediately, so be it. Again, let me know in the comments if you guys think that I'm going full kamikaze mission and I need to be more tactful and wise in what I'm saying, or if the reason we got to where we are today is because conservatives have been too scared to say what they need to say. Let me know what you guys think, and I'll go back through and read what they have to say. But I'm just so blackpilled in society because every conservative right now is living on their knees. It's sad to see. And conservatism is dead. I wouldn't even call myself a conservative because I don't agree with the party anymore and what they stand for. I don't agree with Republicans. I don't agree with libertarians. I really feel politically homeless lately because I don't agree with anyone at this point because everyone is a damn coward. Now, let's go into, again, like I said, that was a long opening monologue about just our entire rights being taken away. The censorship online, the censorship in the public atmosphere. Public sphere. I don't know why we say atmosphere. The public space. So all of that is happening. And Joe Biden came forward and introduced his new gun plan. And let me just play you guys this first like 5-10 seconds, and then I'll go further in because Joe Biden, again, no one knows what the hell this man is saying. Just watch the clip.
And I look out there and I see so many members of Congress who've led in this fight. So many of you. Never given up. So many of you are absolutely determined with Murphy and others are to get this done.
Okay, does anyone know what Joe Biden just said? No. Does anyone speak Joe Biden? Like, it just genuinely baffles me that Joe Biden is in office, can't even form a coherent sentence. Literally every single one of his press conferences, there's gaffes. And the American people aren't more pissed off about this. Like, what the hell are we doing in this country? Okay, let's keep going further because it gets so much worse, guys. It gets so much worse.
Nothing I'm about to recommend in any way impinges on the Second Amendment. They're phony arguments suggesting that these are Second Amendment rights at stake from what we're talking about. But no amendment to the Constitution is absolute.
All right, Joe Biden, that is all I needed to hear from you. Who here in this chat is surprised that Joe Biden is trying to fundamentally alter our God-given constitutional rights? Not me, but that's all I needed to hear from this walking bag of bones. No amendment to the Constitution is absolute. What does that mean to everyone here? It means to me that Joe Biden does not respect our rights, which we all know, that Joe Biden does not respect the Constitution. So why the hell are you running this damn country, which, you know, was founded on the Constitution, which founded this whole country? No amendment to the Constitution is absolute. So this is the rhetoric that we're seeing from Joe Biden. None of us are surprised. But it is sad to see that we've gotten to this state. It's sad to see that Joe Biden is in office. He's not coherent. He doesn't respect America or Americans. We're going to get into a border update, and we're going to get into what Kamala Harris has been doing, because who knows where the hell she is or what she's been doing for our damn country. I can tell you what right now, nothing. If y'all need to log out and go to bed, that's what she's been doing. That's basically what I'm going to talk about later on. But again, Joe Biden does not respect our rights. Joe Biden doesn't respect the Constitution. And even further, he's continuing to spread these lies about gun laws in this country. Watch this clip too.
Most people don't know, you walk into a store and you buy a gun, you have a background check. But you go to a gun show, you can buy whatever you want, and no background check. Second thing is, close the Charles.
Okay, now.
Most people don't know.
I actually went to a gun show for the first time last weekend, and I bought a 9mm gun with a sight on it, so that way my shooting could be a lot more accurate. Went to the gun show for the first time, and guess what? I got background checked. My little sister and my dad, my whole family went the day before I did. They'd wait for almost an hour for their background checks to buy their guns. So Joe Biden is up in front of our entire country spreading lies about background checks on guns. It's absolutely ridiculous, and people should be more pissed off than they are right now. And I know people are pissed off, so I'm not the only American out here who sees these blatant lies and is like, what the hell is going on? But the fact that we have a president who, again, campaigned on lies, he even said during his run for president that Trump said that there was great people on both sides in Charlottesville, which in itself was a blatant lie. And Donald Trump himself came out and refuted that so many times. But Joe Biden campaigned on that. And now Joe Biden is going up in front of our entire country and to all of the people who have no idea about gun laws in this country saying, yeah, if you go into a gun show, you can buy whatever you want. No background check. It's easy peasy. They basically just hand them out like candy in there. They actually just give them away for free. Did you guys know that? You go to a gun show and they're like, hey, do you want an AR-15 with a chainsaw attached to it? That'll be $2. We're not going to do a background check. America, you should probably go shoot it in the parking lot just to make sure that it works. Like, what the hell is going on in this country? That is not what happens at gun shows. This is a blatant freaking lie. Okay, I'm not going to get too heated. I'm not trying to get wrinkles, guys. I'm trying to remain, you know, calm, collected. I'm a lady. But it's absolutely ridiculous because, again, first they censor you online, which bleeds into real life. And then Joe Biden's going to come and take away your guns and your Second Amendment right, which was literally put in place to protect you from a tyrannical government, which seems to be Joe Biden right now, just truly tyrannical. He's lying to the American public. He fortified the election. Kamala Harris is a joke in itself. The reason why people went to the Capitol on January 6th is because they didn't feel that any politician represented them except for Donald Trump. They felt that that was the last person who truly represented them in office, in politics, probably for a very long time. And he was, how they feel, unfairly, you know, kicked out of office. And here we are. Speaking of, again, the censorship and silencing of people and canceling of people bleeding into real life. Here's an article from Reason that reads, a medical student questioned microaggressions. UVA branded him a threat and banished him from campus. So that's what's going on now, guys. Medical students are now attending seminars. They're asking about microaggressions. And in this article too, which you guys can go read for yourselves from Reason, he's basically just asking about microaggressions and how can you differentiate a microaggression from a rude comment. And the person giving this presentation said that he was a threat and he was banished from campus. So when people come up to me and say that censorship online doesn't really bleed into real life, yeah, it does. Because again, this is the result of cancel culture. This is the result of manipulating speech. And this is the result of silencing people. Now you can't even go question microaggressions, which in itself are absolutely freaking ridiculous in the real world, without now getting banished from your campus in medical school. But let's keep talking about censorship online. Apparently now, YouTube has twice ruled that criticizing AOC is a violation of their policies and will result in demonetization. Apparently, Tim Pool appealed directly to contacts at Google, and he will update once he hears back on this policy. So we're not allowed to criticize our politicians in the public square, which is social media. AOC very active on there. We're not allowed to criticize her anymore, because what kind of country would we be living in if we could actually criticize our elected officials that we allegedly put into office? Give it a couple more months. We're not going to be able to criticize Joe Biden, or saying that he has dementia or that he mentally isn't coherent will be labeled hate speech and people will get kicked off for that. We're not allowed to criticize politicians. You can't question anything in the real world anymore. You get banished out of public life. Also, apparently Twitch is going to be banning users for severe misconduct that occurs away from its site. Let's read into this a little bit more. Now, in this article, they say live streaming service Twitch will ban users for offenses such as hate group membership or credible threats of mass violence that occur entirely away from the site, and a new approach to moderating the platform, the company said on Wednesday. And to any of the libs that might be watching my stream right now, I doubt any of them do, but you know, if any of them are watching and are like, yeah, why would you want someone a part of a hate group or making credible threats of mass violence on your platform? That actually seems like a really great idea. Because what is a hate group? What is a hate group? Someone that went to a Trump, a group of Trump supporters? Black Lives Matter? Antifa? No. Trump supporters? Yeah, I guess that would be a hate group, wouldn't it? People who think differently than the insane left who think there's 58 genders? Hate group? Hate speech? Yeah. So we vaguely label everyone as hate group members on the right. And now Twitch is saying that you're going to get banned for severe misconduct or if you're a part of a hate group. And again, in itself, the label hate group is so vague, and it's basically whatever the left wants it to be. Also, speaking of our language and speaking of how it is manipulated all the time and how the media and politicians are constantly using it to scare us, apparently, now that the pandemic isn't scaring people anymore, and now that racism is a pandemic, isn't really taking off because, you know, not really too much is going on racially motivated at the moment. This is an epidemic and it has to stop. President Joe Biden highlights the scale of gun violence in the U.S., stating that on average, 316 people are shot every day, 106 of them fatally. Now, my favorite part about this tweet is that it leaves out the statistics of who is conducting these shootings and the race of them. Because if you really want to get down to the nuts and bolts of it, a lot of these shootings and a lot of the people who die from shootings, if you want to look at what happens in Chicago every weekend, it's the Black community shooting other members of the Black community. But you're not allowed to say that because that's hate speech. So the pandemic isn't scaring people enough. The pandemic of racism isn't scaring people enough. So now it's gun violence is the epidemic. Because you guys all know, and we've all seen it, that if you leave a handgun on a desk surrounded by no one, it's just going to jump up and mass murder everybody. It happens all the time. No, it's people on drugs that are mentally altering their mind, or people who are motivated by the media to go and conduct these mass shootings. It's not the gun. It's all of these people that are on big pharma drugs that are cracked out of their minds. So that is what Joe Biden had to say about gun laws today, that he basically doesn't believe in your Second Amendment right, that it's absolute, or in the Constitution, and that he has also no idea how getting a gun works, as clearly shown by the fact that he thinks that you can walk into a gun show and they're just going to hand you a freaking rocket launcher. Like, that's how the Democrats act. They genuinely act like conservatives are walking around or like driving around in tanks fully loaded, just waiting to shoot everyone on site. What is this logic? I genuinely don't understand it. Actually, I do. And I say this all the time. I love when I do this and I'm like, I just don't get this. But I do get it. Democrats are very smart. Liberals, some of them are very smart too. But for the most part, they're like the ones on the street are dumb. The ones that are voting are not the smartest people in the world. But Democrat politicians are very smart and they're very manipulative. That's how they've been able to brainwash the masses. And they also have the media on their side, which again, also very manipulative. And that's how we've gotten to this point now where we think everything is hate speech. We think that people deserve to be banned off of social media because it's not an infringement of their First Amendment right. Because, you know, you can get kicked off of social media, but you can still go scream outside on the sidewalk. Can you? Can you? I don't even know if that's legal anymore because you can't say certain words and you can't criticize certain people or certain groups without being completely canceled. You know, your bank account could get canceled. You can get kicked off of Uber Eats. You can get kicked off of Amazon. So people like to act like hate speech in itself is this rampant thing that's happening when in reality it's the left that has deemed anything that anybody on the right says as hate speech. Or, you know, if you ask about a scientific fact like, hey, biologically there's only two sexes, two genders, so when you say that there's 57 and you identify as a tree, I just don't understand that. Even questioning that is now hate speech and you're bad. And already in other countries people are being put in jail and are being arrested for using the wrong pronouns regarding transgender people. So again, that's just a little bit of what's to come in Joe Biden's America, because we don't have rights here in this country anymore. It's very sad to see, and we're all living on our knees. Now let's talk about the COVID jab, because y'all know that I have to keep you updated on this, especially since trending today was the fact that a COVID vaccine clinic at Dick's Sporting Goods Park COVID vaccine clinic at Dick's Sporting Goods Park paused after 11 patients report adverse reaction to Johnson & Johnson shot. Let's read into this. The COVID-19 vaccination clinic at Dick's Sporting Goods in Commerce City, Colorado, was put on hold on Wednesday afternoon after 11 patients experienced adverse side effects after receiving the shot. Centura Health originally said 18 people were affected, but later corrected the number to 11. The site was using Johnson & Johnson and Janssen coronavirus vaccine. And then someone was quoted saying that they got there about 2:30 early and then about five cars away from being next to get the shot, they stopped it. Recalled Paul Doucette, who was scheduled to receive the vaccine. There were two ambulances there. One was pulling in as we were pulling in, and there was one already set up there. At least an hour and a half passed before they said, we're just not comfortable with the adverse reactions, so we've got to reschedule you guys. So we now have vaccine clinics in Colorado being shut down because people are having adverse side effects and adverse reactions to this. Let's keep going. New York Post came out with this story. 246 fully vaccinated Michigan residents get COVID-19. Three die. Well, that's quite interesting. I wonder why the media wasn't pushing this story more. As many as 246 Michigan residents who were fully vaccinated against COVID-19 later tested positive for the deadly bug, including three who have died, according to a new report. The group, whose cases were reported between January 1st and March 31st, tested positive at least 2 weeks after receiving the last dose of the inoculation. Very interesting. Three of those people died. Let's keep going. An investigation could not determine with medical certainty whether a COVID-19 vaccine caused the death of a Florida doctor who died shortly after receiving it, officials said. And if you read into this story, it talks about how this doctor was listed as getting complications of immune thrombocytopenia following receipt of the SARS-CoV-2 vaccine. The ITP developed after Michael received the SARS-CoV vaccine. However, with the current information and the evidence, it is not medical certainty that the vaccine caused the ITP. Not going to do too much commentary on this because I would like as many people as possible to see this stream, but y'all already know what I'm going to say. And those are mainstream stories about people who are getting the COVID jab, and those are their reactions to it. They're literally shutting down vaccination sites because there's so many adverse reactions. And remember, we're not allowed to talk about that. We're not allowed to bring light to this. We all need to be getting our vaccines. We all need to be getting a vaccine passport, or we're bad people. And to make sure that no one is scared of the vaccine by seeing stories like this, YouTube is making sure to remove videos like this one of Ron DeSantis pushing against COVID lockdowns. Breaking 911 tweeted out, YouTube takes down Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' recent public health roundtable advising against COVID-19 lockdowns. I wonder why that is. Probably because Florida is doing great right now. Probably because Florida has been open up for the past couple of months and people aren't dying in the streets. People are just living their life normally. Every single one of my friends who's gone to Florida says that they love it over there because it feels like real America. They're not being forced to wear face masks. They're walking free. They're living their lives. So of course YouTube has to remove the video because you can't let the public know that they shouldn't have been locked down for the past year. You can't let the public know that people aren't dying from this virus every single day. Absolutely not. Can't have that at all. Just like, you know, I talked about the adverse reactions to the jab and my stream got taken down. You guys can find it below my Odyssey channel, follow that link, and you guys can go find the banned stream there. I labeled it banned on YouTube and I go into way more adverse effects and reactions. Of course, YouTube had to take it down because they said, we think this goes against our medical misinformation policy. So they couldn't tell me for sure what I said because I was citing the CDC's VAERS system, which is their vaccine adverse effect like reporting system. I was citing that. I was talking about how many people have after getting the vaccine. You can watch that there. I'm not going to keep getting into it here. And I'm making a website right now too, so that way I can make these videos for you guys, say whatever the hell I want to in terms of the truth, which I'm not allowed to do here on YouTube. Disgusting. Anyway, so we have stories like that coming out, buried by the media. We have YouTube working overtime to cover up for all of these adverse effects. And then we have people like Joy Behar saying, this is an invasion of my privacy. Joy Behar is totally against unvaccinated people being allowed near her. She goes on to say, because I don't want to read this again, that people who don't have their vaccine passport or haven't been vaccinated shouldn't be allowed near her because it's an invasion of her privacy. When I tell you that liberals are some of the most selfish and self-centered people. Like, think about the fact that they literally ruined the MLB, the NBA, the NFL with all their woke propaganda. You think the average purple-haired leftist actually watches baseball? No. But they see things happening in baseball. They see, oh my gosh, baseball players aren't kneeling for the national anthem. That's a problem. We're going to have to go and make that a big issue. Never watched baseball in my life, have never been to a baseball game in my life, but I'm going to ruin it for every red-blooded American who grew up at baseball stadiums, love watching the game, loves being outside, singing take me out to the ball game while eating a hot dog. Absolutely not. We can't have that. We need to cause a problem every single place we go. And again, this is the perfect example of your average leftist. They're extremely selfish. They think the world revolves around them. And they're all about my body, my choice until it comes to a vaccine. Then it's like, no, you have to do this. And even in the argument of my body, my choice, which in itself is ridiculous because guess what? The baby that you're murdering in your womb, that isn't your body. That is somebody else's body. So I just kind of hate everything today, guys. I really do. Like, I don't know. Sometimes I just have to take a step back and just, like, revel in what we're currently living through, what we're currently seeing every single day. It's hysterical. It's sad to see. And this is our country now. Everybody thinks that you need to tailor your life for me. That if I'm going to be outside and I want to go to a restaurant, well, if you're not vaccinated, that scares me. So you need, and I don't care if it's a religious exemption, you need to get the vaccine. I don't care if you've researched it and you think that it is not good. You need to get it for me. That's the entire problem with our country. Everyone's so freaking selfish in this country, and everyone wants everyone else to adhere to their lives. That's what happens when you raise an entire generation in safe spaces. They can't go and they can't live in normal society without thinking that everyone should tailor and adjust their lives to fit them. It's absolutely ridiculous. Now, speaking of, you know, again, just the complete deterioration of our country, let's take a look at what's going on at the border. So Jen Psaki had this to say when a reporter asked where Kamala Harris is. Because remember, Joe Biden put Kamala in charge of the border. And so the reporters are like, hey, where's she at? She took time, apparently, to go visit a bakery in Chicago, but she can't go to the border. This is what Jen Psaki had to say. Let's listen to this clip.
Immigration and the border, as we discussed here today, Vice President Harris has been put in charge of addressing the root causes of the border crisis. Last Tuesday, she spoke to Guatemala's president, but she hasn't visited the border or Central America or spoken to leaders of El Salvador or Honduras. She's traveling this week, took time to visit a bakery in Chicago. I'm wondering, is she still working on this? And can you address the perception that she's kind of quietly backing off? Well, Secretary Mayorkas is pursuing some Trump-era policies, such as potentially building new border barriers and potentially prosecuting people who really come across multiple times.
There's a whole lot packed in there, so let me just see what I can do here. First, I would say the vice president was visiting Chicago actually to talk about COVID and the importance of communities getting the vaccine when it's available and accessible to them. And so while she was there, like many Americans, she got a snack.
Absolutely ridiculous. Shut up, Jen Psaki. Nobody likes you. And what kind of answer is this? Like many Americans, she was there to get a snack. I'm sorry, is your average American the vice president of America? What is this response? Are you freaking kidding me right now? Oh, yeah, like she's just so busy with COVID that she can't go to the border, even though, you know, we're letting COVID positive illegals across the border every single day. We're putting other Americans at risk. Also, illegal immigrants are being shipped throughout this country. Yeah, you know, she was just trying to get a snack. It's really not a big deal. Stop talking about it. Stop making an issue out of it. It's very funny to me because, again, all of the liberals who voted in Joe Biden are now backtracking and they're just really upset. As well as Kamala not being at the border, even like all the people who smoke weed, the marijuana moment says Biden is too busy to decriminalize marijuana, Harris says. Apparently, Harris was asked, hey, what are you guys going to do about marijuana? You know, you had all these campaign promises to push for reforms like decriminalization and expunging prior marijuana records. And Kamala said, honestly, right now, we've just been so focused on getting people food, helping them stay in their apartments or in their homes, getting kids back to school, getting shots into arms. That has been all consuming. So apparently Kamala is so wrapped up with this COVID response, which, again, just open up the economy. That problem will solve itself. Just stop forcing people to lock down and then you wouldn't be so busy with it. Also, in terms of people getting shots, why is that something that's taking up so much of your time when Trump already instituted an entire plan and was already working on vaccine distribution before y'all even took office? It's just complete lies. Everyone's like, hey, Kamala, where are you at? What the hell are you doing? So even people like who smoke weed, probably the people who wrote this article, most chill people on earth, are even like, where the hell is Kamala at? Nobody knows. On top of all of that, in terms of the border and in terms of what is going on down there, because as you guys know, in my last stream, I talked about too, how they are, the DHS and Border Patrol are apprehending like people who were previously on FBI terror watch lists, criminals, cartel members, MS-13 members. So White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki told reporters to go to CBP and DHS about the terror watch list apprehensions at the border. And last week, last stream, I was talking about how they were deleting their press releases regarding apprehending terrorists at the border. So reporters are like, hey, Jen Psaki, can we know about this? What happened to your transparent administration? And she's like, oh, we'll just go ahead and refer to, you know, the DHS who is covering for us and this entire just botched border response. So funny, too, that other reporter who was asking about Kamala and how she hasn't visited the border, was like, it's just really interesting that Mayorkas is now instituting Trump-era policies. Oh, yeah, like a secure border, like building the wall, like putting illegal immigrant children in cages. Yeah. Under Joe Biden, it's 700% worse, okay? And the reason that I wanted to talk to you about, like, just the media covering for all of this, people in Joe Biden's administration hiding all of these facts and statistics from the public, is because I saw this tweet from PolitiFact that says, no report does not say the Biden administration is busing migrants from the border to red states. And if you're reading this article, they say, a report says migrants are crossing the border from Mexico are being bused throughout the nation. The report says the busing is designed to allow migrants to pursue more permanent legal status later. But even if migrants obtain a permanent legal status, they still must earn citizenship, a years-long process, in order to vote. Now, I think this is absolutely ridiculous because, again, the media is completely covering for this entire administration. This in itself is a lie. The Biden administration is busing thousands of illegals to red states. Go to my friend Drew Hernandez's Twitter account. He's been at the border. He literally took footage of a gigantic bus full of illegal immigrants crossing from Mexico into Texas. And okay, fine. If you want to say that they're not being bused throughout the nation, well, they're being flown throughout the nation. How are you going to debunk and say that various reporters who've actually been to the border and then have flown out from those cities are seeing all of these migrants with manila folders that literally say, I can't speak English. Please help me. Tell me which plane to go to. And they're holding manila folders full of money and plane tickets to help them get to wherever they need to go in this country. Okay, they're not being bused throughout the country. They're being flown throughout the country. But actually, PolitiFact, you are a liar because they are being bused throughout the country. And if they just did 2 seconds of research, they would see that there is B-roll footage of reporters who actually decided to go do their job and go to the border, of buses taking migrants throughout our nation every single day. It's happening here in Texas all the time. It gets even worse than that, though. CNN, more than 20,000 unaccompanied migrant children are now in U.S. custody. They go on to say that as of Tuesday, there were 4,228 unaccompanied children in custody of Customs and Border Protection, an agency not generally prepared to care for children for prolonged periods, and 16,045 children in the custody of DHS, which oversees a shelter network. So again, even with the media running cover, even with PolitiFact, even with the DHS deleting the terror watch list of what's going on at the border, even CNN can't deny all of the children that are coming across. Record highs. We haven't seen the border this bad in years. But Joe Biden, who has been in office for 3.5 months, has done a phenomenal job of absolutely ruining Border Patrol's lives and ruining our country and just opening the borders wide up. Also, what's going on at these facilities with children? Texas launches an investigation into sexual abuse of minors at Biden administration holding cells. Now, Greg Abbott brought to life that Texas is launching investigations into allegations of sexual abuse at one of the facilities holding 1,300 migrants. I believe this is the one in San Antonio. And reporter friends of mine, I have talked to them, have said that they've talked to the bus drivers who, again, drive these illegal immigrants from Mexico into Texas, into the U.S. These bus drivers are saying that these kids are being sexually abused on their way over to the U.S. And then they're mimicking in these shelters to their fellow kids what happened to them. So the kids are sexually abusing each other. The kids are being sexually abused by adults. We know that human trafficking is something that happens at very high rates, and women being raped at the border trying to make that crossing happens at very high rates. So that's Joe Biden's America for you. Absolutely disgusting, and the media is covering for it. But, you know, if the illegals do make that perilous journey and they get into this country via bus, via plane, if they go to New York State, they could potentially get a one-time $15,600 stimulus payment if they lost their job during the COVID pandemic. So again, just another example of how illegal immigrants are treated better in this country than the average American citizen. If you are an American citizen, you don't have a First Amendment right. You don't have a Second Amendment right. You can't go back and work your job. Your small business doesn't matter. Your life doesn't matter. Your bills don't matter. But if you're an illegal immigrant, walk right on over. We'll give you a packet full of money, free plane tickets to wherever you want to go, and $15,000 if you lost your job. This administration in this country is a freaking joke. Elijah Schaefer tweets this out. U.S. spends $60 million per week to shelter unaccompanied minors. Biden admin spending $60 million a week to keep kids in cages. That is a cost of $775 per kid per day per the Washington Post. Who do you think is paying for that? Yeah, that's right, guys. We are, with our taxpayer dollars. So just an update on what's going on at the border, because the media, CNN, MSNBC are never going to go down there and stand in front of the wide open border because they know damn well what they're going to find and what they're going to see. Illegal immigrants crossing over. I plan on making a trip down to the Texas border here in about 2 weeks. So if you guys would like to support my trip, my PayPal is down below, because again, the media is not going to go down there. Like, it is independent media and it is smaller media that is going and is showing and exposing what's going on at the border. But you're never going to see MSNBC and CNN down there actually going and doing the work, going and seeing these kids at the border who are wandering around the desert by themselves after the cartel abandoned them there, or after the cartel threw a 6-month-old child into the Rio Grande. They're not going to talk about that. They're not going to go report on it because it makes the Biden administration look bad. And they're only here to run cover for this administration, as you guys just saw, with the fact that the DHS is now deleting their press releases on apprehending terrorists at the border. And Jen Psaki is just completely diverting the question of why Kamala Harris hasn't visited. Oh, she's in Chicago getting a snack, just like, you know, your average fellow American. Absolutely ridiculous. Now, let's go ahead and do a quick news blitz for you guys, and then we'll wrap up for the night. Just an update on George Floyd. Apparently, there were no life-threatening injuries identified on his report of death in terms of the medical examiner. No life-threatening injuries identified in the case of George Floyd. Also, a video came out where people say it sounded like George Floyd said, "I ate too many drugs," pointed out by Chauvin's attorney, Eric Nelson. Now, this is kind of interesting because I watched the video and you can't really make out what George Floyd is saying. It does sound very, like, jumbled to me. And it kind of reminds me of, you know, those videos where if you hear it, you're like, I don't know what this person's saying. But then if someone tells you what they're saying, then you hear it. That kind of is what this video sounded like to me. But I wouldn't be surprised if George Floyd ate too many drugs, because many people were speculating that he was in possession of many pills. And because he did not want to be caught with them, he just ate them all at once and then OD'd. So people are speculating about that. So just an update on that case there. Also, speaking of crackheads, speaking of drug overdoses, let's talk about Hunter Biden. Just in, top forensics experts prove the laptop is from Biden's son. Hunter got unauthorized Secret Service protection, begged his father to run for White House to salvage his own reputation, and made porn films with prostitutes, per the Daily Mail. I didn't read the actual Daily Mail article, but that doesn't seem too far off. My favorite part about all of this is that if this was Donald Trump Jr., the media would have been all over this like white on rice. But because it's Hunter Biden, who is, again, the smartest person that Joe Biden knows, it's not a big deal. It's not a big story. Just look the other way, guys. It's not a big deal. Daily Wire came out with this story about Joe Biden. Hunter Biden was odd couple roommates with a crackhead mother of seven named Bicycle. He goes on to talk about how, like, his life with this woman, his life being a crackhead. And, of course, the media just looks the other way. The media doesn't eat this up like they would if this was Donald Trump Jr. And it's just, again, a perfect example of the complete clown world that we're living in, the complete hypocrisy, and the complete fact that everything in our society is fake. We're only shown what the media wants us to see. And therefore, we only think what the media wants us to think. And we, as people who just want to be free thinkers, don't even have to be on the right or conservative. But, like, if you want to think freely and actually know what's going on in this country, you have to work 10 times harder to dig through all the media propaganda and get down to the fact of what's actually happening in this country. So just an update on Joe Biden's son, the president of the United States. That's his son, the guy who smoked Parmesan cheese because he thought it was crack. Authorities, NFL player Philip Adams killed five, then himself. Former NFL player Philip Adams fatally shot five people, including a prominent doctor, his wife, and their two grandchildren, before killing himself early Thursday. I'm bringing up this story because we all know damn well that if this man was white, this would be in the media for weeks and weeks, and it would be something that was cited as a blatant example of white supremacy and why we need more gun control laws. But because this is a black man who committed this crime and murdered people via gun, not a big deal, not a big issue. The media has moved right on. Now, Joe Rogan is getting 42 episodes on Spotify deleted. Now, these episodes included Alex Jones, Milo Yiannopoulos, Gavin McInnes, and of course, Spotify is just deleting them because, you know, hate speech, not a big deal. So, you know, more censorship coming. You're not allowed to hear these podcasts anymore. You're not allowed to hear diversity of thought. I think even Joey Diaz, some of his podcasts were deleted as well because he's a conspiracy theorist. And that's misinformation now, guys. You can't question anything. Even you can't question anything anymore. You just can't. Sorry. Forbes came out with this article, The 10 Richest Chinese Billionaires in 2021. I didn't read this article at all, but I thought it was an interesting article because if you guys, Jack Ma's on the front there. If you guys do look at what happens in China, and I'm looking to China as an example of what will ultimately happen in this country at the rate we're going, what I saw when I initially read this headline immediately was, okay, who are the next 10 people to be disappeared in China? Because if you guys do look at what happens in China, if you're a billionaire, if you're too successful, if you're too popular, and the Chinese government doesn't like what you're saying, you get disappeared. So that's exactly what I read when I first saw this headline. Who are the 10 next people to be disappeared in China? Just an interesting thought for you guys. Speaking of China, apparently fonts are now racist. And for years, per CNN, the West has relied on so-called chop suey fonts to communicate Asian-ness in food packaging, posters, and ad campaigns. But such fonts can perpetuate problematic stereotypes. Well, guess who's making an Asian-themed intro for this show from now on? I guess I am kind of Asian, so it wouldn't be as racist, but still. It's absolutely ridiculous. Like, come on, CNN. They're so bored now that Trump is no longer in office that they're now looking for anything that they can to make it a racial issue because they can't push COVID anymore. People aren't scared of it. There's not really anything racially motivated happening right now, so they're trying to make stuff up, and then this is the product of it. And if you go read this article, I read the first paragraph, and I immediately lost 10 brain cells, so I stopped reading it shortly after. They go, when you close your eyes, this is just a fun thought experiment. When you close your eyes and you think of the word Chinese, how does your brain, you know, what kind of font does your brain use? And I'm like, girl, Times New Roman? I don't know. Not this. What the hell? Like, who thinks of China and then thinks of this font? Not that that even matters. Like, that's not a racially motivated thing. If you write something in Chinese in this font, or if you write, you know, you have a Chinese restaurant and you write your menu in this font, that's not hurting Asian people. No one's getting hurt by that. Asian people don't read this and go cry. They probably think it's great and they laugh. Like, no one gives a damn about this. It's absolutely ridiculous. And this is the article. We're not going to read it because you guys don't need to see that. Let's end the show on a happier note because that was a lot of doom and gloom. Sorry, guys. I'm just feeling very black-pilled today. A pilot flew a family kicked off Southwest flight over face masks to Austin. I really like this story, and you guys know I do like to bring some positivity back into the show, especially towards the end. Apparently, this family got kicked off of a flight because their two-year-old child was not wearing a face mask. Oh, I don't know if this is the same family from the video. No, that was Spirit Airlines. This is a different family. Sorry, guys. So many two-year-olds are not wearing face masks, and so many families are getting kicked off of flights. It's absolutely ridiculous, and I can't keep up. This is a different family than the other family who got kicked off or almost got kicked off that Spirit airline because their two-year-old wasn't wearing a face mask. But luckily, this pilot saw this family get kicked off and gave them a free private flight. So that's absolutely amazing, and I just did want to end on that positive note. I'll go through and read a couple of the super chats that you guys sent in. Again, thank you guys so much for donating and for tuning in. I really appreciate everyone viewing this show. I get really, really demoralized sometimes because I work really hard at it. And more importantly, I just want the truth to get out to people. I want people to understand what's really going on in this country, and I get banned. My entire reporting career got taken away because Twitter decided to ban me because Donald Trump retweeted me. So in terms of censorship, it really does feel like fighting an uphill battle every single day in my career. But you guys support me, and I really truly appreciate you guys so much for tuning in, for watching me, for subscribing to my Odyssey channel where all of my videos live untouched and uncensored. I have a lot of exclusive content there. So again, if you're not subscribed, my Odyssey channel is down below. Please go subscribe there. Don't wait until you try to come back and find my channel and I'm no longer here. Please go subscribe to my Odyssey channel now. My Gab, my Parler as well. Go and, you know, follow me on the places where I will be able to live freely and speak freely, where I'm not going to get banned, so we can always keep in contact and be connected. I appreciate you guys so much for the support, for your kind words, your kind comments. I enjoy, you know, bringing all this information to you, and I enjoy waking people up and showing people what's actually going on in this country. And it's disgusting to me that big tech silences me all the time, but so be it. So be it.